It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go. One, two, three, four.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Happy Easter.
What's going on, guys?
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I am Derek. With me as always, Matty McDougal.
Sound advice with Shock.
You know, I just made up an Irish name for you, and it was a kid I went to high school.
Yep.
Yeah. Kevin.
Oi.
Insert Irish name here. And Steve, insert Irish name here.
McRogers.
McRogers. That's a random name.
Stevie McRogers. That was perfect.
Steve.
He's not just like Derek's dad, actually.
What? My Scottish
Derek's dad gave us some fantastic cupcakes.
How'd you like some velvet cupcakes?
Was he fucking Ringo?
Hey, guys, would you like some cupcakes?
Mr. Conductor!
It's me, Mr. Conductor.
That's me, Mr. D. McG. I have these cupcakes for you.
Can we get some feedback on the Ustream sound? Anybody's listening?
How do you go from Ringo to fucking George Carlin?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, that was such a weird change.
Hello, Mr. Conductor.
Fuck you. And I'm the conductor. And guess what? There is no God. And there is no Thomas. If you got brown people in your country, tell them to watch the fuck out.
He was great.
He was, and he's dead.
He is dead. He's been dead for a while.
He's history.
And he was Irish, so let's celebrate him today on St. Patrick's Day.
George McCarlin.
George McCarlin. Great Irishman in history.
Now, you're not Irish.
Irish descent.
No, you're not Scottish. Irish anything. You're Scottish.
As am I.
Scottish?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Absent of all Irish.
I am Irish and Scottish,
ooh,
but about a 16th of both.
Wow,
which is, and but yeah, but see, on your scale, it's huge. It's a lot.
Matt is the epitome of a mutt.
Yeah,
you are a mutt. You're just a little bit of everything:
Irish, English, Scottish, Dutch, Welsh, Italian, German, Polish, Russian, Lithuanian, Ukrainian.
Jeez,
that means you're nothing.
I'm mostly Polish,
and somewhere in that mix, you don't drink.
It's true.
It's
a lot of drinking. Well, every nationality drinks. Every one of them.
That's true.
No.
Everyone's like, oh, those Germans, they drink. Those Irish, they drink. Those guys,
they drink.
Those
like Russians, sauerkraut,
Russians, they drink.
Those Japs drink a lot of sake, but I'm not Japanese.
Those humans, they drink.
Yeah, human beings, every culture drinks.
I don't know. You never hear anybody go, man, those Libyans can really hold their liquor.
I bet they do.
Yeah, probably.
They drink shit that has fire on it.
I never heard of one Somalian getting trashed.
What's that, like Grupa or something? Where the hell they make? It's some kind of weird.
You know what? I was drinking with this guy from the Congo, and boy, could he fucking hammer him back, right?
Those Ugandans, they can drink.
I am English, Irish, American Indian, and Italian.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are
you? No, I get it.
Tatanka. Legit. Like, I've put that on applications before.
Tatanka. Buffalo. I actually do have.
What is that? Devil.
Channeling demons.
Yeah, I got some Native American in me. No, I would not like some more.
If you pull up right now, if you Google the list of the names of the people that were on the Mayflower, you'll find a descendant of mine on the Mayflower.
Cool.
To Rude Smith.
No, his name is Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he died a year later of dysentery. So,
wow. Okay, yeah. Was he on the Oregon Trail?
No, that was just a common thing.
What the fuck?
Don't make fun of my family. That.
Somebody's been drinking.
He just fucking dropped an N-bomb.
They called you it.
What are you, fucking Steve?
For those who aren't celebrating St. Patrick's Day,
Brian Shapiro,
it is also National Muay Thai Day.
Muay Thai,
really?
Muay
Thai. Oh, just elbows, knees, and feet. Knees and feet.
Are you gonna put any of these cameras on?
What? I will.
Oh,
I'm just fucking around.
I will. All
right, because
I will. You know, towards the end of the show,
I'm staring at the gorgeous Aristo guy that I created more than 7 years ago.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my body.
You should.
I will.
I'll do it with you.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll get it too. All right.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos, and now you would make that your first?
Wow. That would be sweet as hell.
Now, can you get tattoos with that skin? Will it just wrap around the needle?
Oh, wow. No, I could
I don't know.
You should get silly putty images.
Like getting it caught in a.
I could get like a Mad TV thing where it looks like one thing and then I stretch it out and it looks like something else.
Oh, the folding. You could just like take that part of your arm
and
fold
it
over.
What the hell are those things called? It's like mixing for baking with the guns and then you lick them.
Beaters?
Cock?
Yeah, those like electric beaters. Yeah,
is the answer a cock?
Yeah. That's what I picture like Kev's skin getting wrapped in.
Yeah, exactly. They put it, even though I know tattoos, needles go up and down, but I like to imagine that he would go to get tattooed. He was like, oh, shit. And it's just a big swirly.
Yeah, I plan on actually getting that face, that monocle man on my calf, actually.
You're going to owe me some fucking money.
No, I'm not.
I own that.
It's free advertising.
Hey, fucking Mike Tyson's tattoo artist sued The Hangover.
Yeah?
For using...
Did he win?
No, but still.
You know the guy who owned the Tiger suit as well.
Huh?
Huh?
Did he?
No.
Oh. What's the matter, Matt?
I think maybe switch back to the blue now.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Switch back to the what?
Blue.
He needed the money, right?
Yeah. So, for the record, I also probably am related to a lot of black people, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because my uncle.
You're unemployed?
No, my uncle did the family tree, and he traced it all the way back to the Mayflower. Uh-huh. And some of my relatives made it with their slaves.
Oh, that's the same thing.
So I'm definitely related to some brothers with my last name. So I'm down with brothers.
You so willingly just spat out the N-word.
Okay.
I wonder if...
That's because Derek made fun of my family.
I wonder if the one black guy in Belford is celebrating St. Patrick's Day today.
Because he's got an Irish last name?
He definitely does.
He totally does.
And like straight out of an Irish pub. So what did everybody do today? It was St. Patrick's Day. Today is Sunday, the 17th of March. One of the first times in St. Patrick's Day history that I didn't go to the Dublin House in Red Bank.
Why didn't you go?
I didn't make it. I wasn't feeling it. Just didn't feel like going. I was here. I had things to do. People came over pretty early, like 12:30.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of hung out here with the family.
That's cool.
That's my dad. What'd you guys do?
Hopefully I literally have something worse than that.
Wow, what'd you do?
I literally, like, cleaned.
Nice.
My
so
wife,
this is your St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Yeah, my wife went to a bridal shower that was scheduled for today.
Yeah.
So I did not have my corned beef and cabbage. And I stayed home and cleaned my house until Kevin Matt showed up. And then we barbecued. Matt showed up fucking late, by the way.
Yeah.
As per usual.
It says that it's clipping like every
dick.
5 seconds.
I got a big dick text to me with some titties on it.
Mm. This is horrendous.
Yeah. What?
That's
pretty much.
Just want sound. That's all.
Yeah.
Sound.
My chick and I, we went out to breakfast. Went to the Red Oak. And then,
fancy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, classy. And then we went shopping. the grocery shopping. And then, yeah, that was it. I didn't want to do anything at all because I wrestled Friday and Saturday. And today I was just, it was one of those where I was sore to where it doesn't hurt, but I just don't want to move.
Yeah, because you know it will hurt if you move.
Yeah, but at this point I've drank it enough where I don't even feel it anymore, so, you know, it's party time.
Excellent.
It's St. Patty's Day. Let's celebrate.
Wayne's World. It's Wayne's World.
And Matt went to bed after we woke up.
Like, really? Probably. You're getting, like, really screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like...
I've been working until 4 or 5 in the morning lately.
Why?
Because if I don't, our company will fall apart.
I doubt it.
Well, the...
No, it will.
As Matt...
Kevin, can you confirm?
As a coworker of Matt, if Matt is there in the time when the other office staff is there, he is completely pulled away from everything he actually needs to do. Uh-huh. So it actually works out to the company's benefit and Matt's benefit for him to work when nobody else is there.
Yeah.
So why don't you work when everyone's there and when they see all the work not being done,
maybe they'll wise up.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's been seen.
Can you do what you do there from home?
Not at all.
No.
Sorry, Derek.
Don't you, like, put packages together?
Yeah.
You've got to
be there with the product.
Yeah.
Weak.
Yeah. But...
Did some jizz just come out of your ass?
What was that? Yeah.
The thing is, like, we don't get orders out on time. We get negative feedback. Orders go out wrong. We get negative feedback. If you go under, like, 94%, you know, you get shut down.
Wow.
And we make about $1.5 to $2 million on Amazon a year. So we can't afford to lose that. Yup.
It tastes like a hot dog.
Jesus Christ. So what time do you go to bed in the morning, Matt? 8, 9 o'clock.
Well, lately I've been trying to go to bed within an hour or two when I get home. So
doesn't happen.
Those last few messages you see are like when I'm like
laying in bed,
zonking out. Yeah,
like just scrapping before you go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll do that in bed though.
Just let it dry up.
I just sit on the toilet.
Yeah. Wait, you don't scrap in bed?
No.
What?
That'd be silly.
He can't reach his computer. He can't reach his mouse from there.
That's just silly.
Wait, is that a weird thing to masturbate in your own bed?
You gonna wash the sheets every night?
I don't
on the sheets.
I don't just sit there just.
You know, just like hover just, over the bed.
Yeah.
I just shoot it in my hand.
All fours just coming on every piece of bedding you have.
How do you control it from getting everywhere?
Oh, I didn't get any on the pillowcase.
Oh, I gotta go run to the bathroom.
Man, I'm 30 years old. The thing just pukes now. It doesn't just
just pukes.
Just bubbles over.
Yeah. Just lavas out.
Like the old was a vinegar and baking soda mix
exactly.
And just over the top of it.
Everyone backs up like it's gonna be something, and then you're like, oh yeah, it's been the same
Whoops.
Since I was a kid.
But no, Matt, usually I just shoot it into my hand and then I just suck it down my throat.
Oh, that's your disposal process?
See, yeah, just drink it.
See, I always keep a cleaning
Kleenex.
Whether it's a tissue, a paper towel,
shop rag,
occasionally the underwear that I'm not planning on wearing tomorrow.
Yes.
And what else, and just as if I opened a soda and it starts to fizz over, I just, right as it's going, cover it right up.
What?
And I'm done. Feel cleaned up. It's fine.
What? It
works fine.
You got to let it, like, come out.
It does. But it comes out into the cover.
All right.
Just do it, like, right into the toilet.
In the toilet
from your bed? That's a big fucking
yeah.
See, what I would do is,
like, around the corner.
Come
like...
in the toilet, but me covering it as it comes out is weird.
I can't do that in the toilet. Now that takes dexterity. I mean, a toilet's big, but it's not that big.
Just gonna aim it.
Well, no, but what about
we're
your legs?
Feedback at the audio.
What do you mean your legs? Oh, I forgot. We're dealing with fucking penises that barely come off.
I'm getting feedback, instant feedback right now. Audio's fucked up
on the Ustream, right?
And tell Matt to come in a sock.
That could work.
Why not?
Oh shit! Let me put the Skype up.
I said that could work.
732. What the fucking? What's the number? 732-361-CRAT, 732-361, oh God, it's not up on the screen.
It's not on the screen. It's 732-361-CRAT.
Yeah, whatever that
crat
comes out to be.
Clutch says just bust a nut in your underwear and turn over and go to sleep. But he spelled, underwear like it's like hardware or software.
W-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Under motherboard.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I used to just do the scrapping on the belly. And then what? Just let it sit there.
That's not gay, and I don't. I still do that to this day.
It's annoying when it gets in your belly button, but
and then it stinks.
But then what you do is you got to like limbo to the bathroom to clean it. Just like go out like this and walk.
2728, by the way. That's four digits.
732-361-2728. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
I've been known to just shoot it on the rug and just go to bed.
On the rug?
No, I'm just trying to make good radio, Derek. Sorry.
I was trying to go along with it.
I had a buddy of mine who actually admitted to me at one point to laying newspaper out on his floor.
Wait, like Andre like a taking
bad,
a shit?
Like a bad dog?
Yeah. And just shooting loads on the newspaper on the floor. And there was some, and there was and legit same guy. One time we come over and we're just hanging out and drinking beers, whatever. And he just comes down with a piece of paper with like a target drawn on it, almost like a dartboard. And he goes, you guys know what I did to this? I'm like, what? He goes, I put it on the floor and I jacked off on it.
Do you know what I did to this?
Hey, boss.
You know about Andre, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Japan? Oh, you got to fix the camera for Kev's like getting caught off.
Oh, what happened?
I am
Go towards Kev.
I am.
I'll tell you when to
they
stop.
They can't see me. I'm so alone over here.
And stop. Perfect. Okay. When Steve got up, probably shook the table.
Probably. Bastard.
I don't know what the hell to do about this audio. This is ridiculous.
It is.
It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Monstrous. I don't know. Let's listen.
So what did Andre do?
When Andre wrestled in Japan, he literally could not take a shit in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Too small.
There were restrooms and bathrooms and hotels were way too small. So what Andre would do is lay newspaper out on the bed, and he would literally shit the bed. And then he would like contact Hogan, and he'd be like, yo, boss, come check this out.
Is it Razor Ramon?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Yo, boys, come check this out.
I took a dump on the floor.
A fucking shit, bro.
You know,
Gene Slater in the chat.
That's
say hello to the bed dump.
Now Andre would shit the bed because he was too big to use a Japanese toilet.
Yes, yeah.
I actually heard a story, and I'll use one name, not the other, about Vader. And we're all familiar with Vader, right?
Not watching a singlet.
Darth Vader, right?
Oh, no, the wrestler Vader.
Oh, not Anakin Skywalker.
The man they call Vader.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that Rick Moranis?
No.
What?
It was Spaceballs.
Oh.
I was doing some shows for a regional independent company, that was involved with a guy who wrestled predominantly in Japan and Puerto Rico, who was Vader's young boy when Vader wrestled in Japan. And when you're somebody's young boy, you pretty much have to do everything they tell you to do to earn your way into wrestling.
Blown.
Yeah, sometimes you got blown.
Blown?
I mean, often, like...
Young boy.
Often, like, with some of these Japanese guys, like, they'll have to scrub the guy in the shower. And weird shit like that. What Vader used to do with his young boy is Vader would just purposely shit himself and his bed.
Oh, my God.
And make the guy clean it up and clean him up after.
I couldn't do that. I physically have tried to shit myself. I mean,
and this is a story that I was told. I don't know if this is 100% true, but I absolutely can believe it.
Oh, I've heard many stories about Vader. He was a filthy pig.
we're on a show with him in a couple weeks. I'm gonna flat out just
wait, is actually Vader or is it Big Slam Vader?
No, the actual Vader.
No, it was the Vader that traveled the world, not the Vader that might have crossed the line from Delaware to Jersey.
Damn.
I'm going to flat out just walk up to him and ask him.
Damn.
Like, did you soil yourself on purpose?
What is with the fucking fake warrior guy?
One Warrior Nations?
Yes, no, please.
There's actually two out there.
Yeah, well, one is really bad.
Yeah.
One is like Sharpie on underwear bad.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy who like kind of like could look like him if... I didn't know what he looked like now. Like, he could kind of pay, except for the fact that he's like 5'2".
Yeah.
He have the warrior tattoo?
Yeah.
The same one warrior has?
And no. Okay. I could understand somebody getting the warrior symbol tattooed on themselves.
No, but go ahead.
This guy, I know a lot of people who have that, where it's not,
ironically
like no
other workers.
There's a large black gentleman who works out in my gym.
Well, who, like, you know him, you can't say anything. To
who?
Why not?
Across his 54-inch bicep is the Ultimate Warrior symbol tattooed on his arm.
How many Ultimate Warrior tattoos?
Just one. It's massive. It's bigger than Warrior's head.
Whoa.
But no, this guy wrestles in Jersey, New York. His name is Dominic. Has the animated version of the Ultimate Warrior tattooed on his arm.
Wait, the animated version?
You know, like when Warrior had the short-lived comic book about himself?
Yes. Yeah, that.
And yep. Yes, yeah. That tattooed on his arm.
Why?
Because he's a huge
Warrior. That's the
Warrior
One Warrior Mark. Nation guy, right?
Yes.
And he's so short.
Yes. He's very small.
There's pictures of him with fans that are taller than
him. I've been on shows with him. All right? He has like a 4 to 5 inch lift on his boot.
And he's still that tall?
Yes.
Oh, so what's
Wait,
the actual
four
height?
To 5 inch lift? What?
I swear, I'm not
even
kidding.
How do you work in those?
I'm not. He doesn't. There is no work.
Does he just run out to the ring and then?
He does the Warrior entrance.
What music does he use?
Warriors?
No. Duh. No.
What do you think he uses?
Like.
Raining Blood. What's the music that Slater used for Ultimate Solution? Was it Raining Blood?
Yeah, it was Raining Blood.
Yeah, that's what the first part of
He does the whole Warrior deal.
Who books him?
He does the whole Warrior deal up till blowing himself up on the entrance and not being able to have a match.
Who books him?
Dapper used him one time. And the match went 2 minutes long. And Dapper gave him $30. And he demanded at least 75 or he wasn't going to leave the building.
Can I bring him up? Oh, my God. Look at that tattoo.
Did he get 75?
No.
He's lucky
and
he got
never
30.
Came back.
I'm putting him on.
Do it.
Ready?
I mean, he's on the internet.
He is.
He's a public figure. So
there he is right there.
And if you
this
go to
poor fan, you, I'm going to get the fan out
if
of
you go
picture.
To his YouTube account, there's a handful of his matches.
Oh.
And then a bunch of videos of him working out.
It's not even like it looks like if Brutus Beefcake now dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior.
No, you know what? It is How tall is he?
Like 5'3".
Seriously.
Wow.
I mean, look at that kid. He's next to, like, basically a high school kid.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a senior in high school.
Yeah, but that's so much.
And he's rocking lifts.
And now, again, I don't know the full story about this guy, but from what I was told, he was friends with a guy who ran a wrestling school. The guy let him come in and train for a couple months, and at that point, he thought he didn't need to do anything else.
Uh-huh.
And he took on
except just
fake,
rip off the Warrior.
Yeah, he took on a fake Ultimate Warrior persona.
But he's not even like he's got the guy tattooed on his fucking
yes.
arm.
Yes.
Who but he's on like I see him on flyers.
If you look him up, there's videos of him in public and people coming up and going, "Are you the Warrior?" And he goes, "Yeah."
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure am.
No.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
And that's not even a good tattoo.
No, it's not. That's a tops of $50 job.
Like, imagine me doing a Roddy Piper gimmick and getting a Roddy Piper tattoo. Yeah.
Can you even imitate him?
No.
You know what you should do? You should get old fat Roddy Piper tattooed on you. God, with like his shirt coming up.
And you know
up,
what?
And, like,
I saw a picture of him the other day. He looks great.
He does look good.
Who? Yeah.
Piper. Piper looks amazing
now. Is he doing DDP yoga?
He might be.
Every wrestler over 40 should be doing DDP yoga right now.
Everybody
dresses in normal clothes, Piper looks great. When he wears a t-shirt and the kilt, he looks like hell.
Yeah. That is One Warrior Nation right there. I am, like, blown away by this guy.
Yes.
I never, like, oh, my God.
Wait, is that actually a fan?
Did you know
is
about
that Zach
him,
Gowen? Man?
Is it Zach Gowen?
That might very well be Zach Gowen.
Might be Zach Gowen. Yeah. I don't know. But regardless, he's this, like, just short. Like, he's, like... If anybody is aware of the art form called chibi, he is like a chibi version of the Ultimate Warrior. It's those tiny characters with the giant heads.
Yes.
That's what he is.
You ever see?
I'm gonna
you ever see an action figure where head doesn't fit the body of
it?
Oversized
head.
That's what he looks like, and he goes to every show with a title belt.
Oh man.
And it's the it's a version of the big WCW belt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, he's never won a belt anywhere. And I actually overheard him telling someone at the show I was on with him about how he had a guy in New York make it for him.
What?
And he just brings it to shows with him.
I'm looking for like a really authentic chibi style warrior, but I can only find one that's like.
You guys told me a story about a guy chibi that you work with.
Here we go.
I hope he's not listening. But we talked about this on the show before.
There we go.
He got yelled at for going to see Hogan and get an autograph.
Yeah.
Yes, that's him right there. Thank you.
Well, the complaint was, you know, if you're supposed to be a professional wrestler, why would you go pay to see another professional wrestler?
But this guy got shit for being a fan and going and seeing not just another professional wrestler, the biggest professional wrestler in history.
Arguably.
Well, whatever.
You can't argue that. You can't. I'm sorry. Whether you like him or not, he's the biggest ever. And he went to get, I guess, his autograph or whatever. Yeah. And he got shit in the locker room from everybody.
He's going
to
pay $200.
Here's a guy who got the Ultimate Warrior tattooed on his arm, huge. And he dresses up in I'm Dingo Warrior, like his old gimmick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Ultimate Warrior face paint, Ultimate Warrior tassels, Ultimate Warrior trunks, and he gets booked.
I'm gonna level with
and
you.
Paid.
That's the difference.
Why?
The dude's getting paid for doing this tribute gimmick, and the other guy is putting money, slipping money into Hulk Hogan's back pocket to take a picture with him. That's the difference.
I have a problem with people.
I got a problem with both.
I don't have a problem if the guy wanted to go see Hulk Hogan.
I got no problem if he wants to go pay to see a show.
No, I don't. He could pay to fucking eat dinner with Hulk Hogan and have his picture taken with him. Who gives a shit? This guy is blatantly ripping off.
I don't really have an opinion on this situation.
It's borderline.
I've been in locker rooms
with the Ultimate Warrior. Or
I've
the guy
been
with Hogan?
In locker rooms with people that were huge names, and I've said nothing but hi and bye to them, and sat in a corner.
Well, yeah, because
and there's other people that just fucking would suck their dicks.
Gene Slater says, Steve Doink the Clown. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but I don't.
That was different.
I don't have a Doink tattoo, and I don't tell people I'm Doink.
Yet.
I did start up a TV wrestling clown Twitter once, and then I shut it down real quick.
What?
I made a famous TV wrestling clown Twitter.
Oh, you did?
And then I shut it down quick.
Thank you, Kevin.
What?
I just got your text.
So, yeah, this chibi warrior here is definitely an accurate representation of One Warrior
Nation. But that looks better than One Warrior Nation.
I know it does.
I saw that and I got like angry. Because for a second I'm like, is that Warrior? Like, I thought he had short hair now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that can't be him. Maybe that was him a couple years ago. And I'm like, no, because he's on a poster. And in this picture, he's fucking 5'2".
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Can we start like a nationwide ban or like boycott of One Warrior Nation?
I don't know why there isn't to begin with. I don't know why anybody paid him money to walk into a building.
I agree.
If he came in the building as a fan like that, he should have been escorted out.
There actually is a lot of issues with him and the real Ultimate Warrior. And the real Ultimate Warrior has called him out on, like, by name as Dominic on, like, Facebook, on YouTube. And said,
Dominic, stop.
Said it, yeah. if I see
you're
you.
You're embarrassing yourself.
And it got to the point where PWS, the company I work for on Friday, they were bringing him in for the goof. And because the guy was helping out with attendance.
Yeah.
And they were told, you can't advertise him.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
he can come to the show. He can be in the show, but you can't advertise.
Yeah,
him.
because
what if they advertise him as like fake ass budget Ultimate Warrior? Like if they literally
$5 Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, the fucking far from Ultimate Warrior.
$5. Good lord, that's a lot of money.
I give discount, you $2 and some tassels.
Discount generic brand Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
I'll give you $1.50 and some boot lifts.
I gotta see these boots. I gotta see these boot lifts.
I'll give you 50 cents and some face paint.
I'm gonna find them, the boot lifts.
I'll give you $1.25 and a bad tattoo.
I don't like the fact that when I type One Warrior, it finishes off with Nation. I don't like that.
That means that somebody has looked
them up. Here's One Warrior Nation. Now, me knowing my wrestling stats, the original Ultimate Warrior is about as tall as Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I got him right here saying a really blurry picture. That's
actually that's really blurry to the point where I'm actually nauseous looking at
it. Wow. That's like beer goggles.
Yes, I saw this picture too, and I'm like, what? That's how I really knew he was
there
short.
There was a funny
Duggan's big.
Duggan's like, what, 6'3"?
6'2", 6'3". And this guy you said is in lifts? So he's barely my height
and
in
that's,
lifts.
That's the belt. Look at the fucking
big
fake title
fucking
belt.
Is that a white, like a big gold?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
And he's got it white because the Warrior had the white IC belt in the white world title. Wow.
And yellow.
Yellow.
Mm. Wow. And I have not seen one picture of this guy where his tongue is in his mouth. Is he? I mean, does he have downs?
There's actually a picture that was floating around with him a while back where he was running to the ring. And he's in a full, like...
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
Yeah, with his big-ass belly.
I searched this guy out. I'm like, this guy can't be real. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like a... Like a broke ass like Gilbert thing, but this guy's for real.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever met him.
Kev, did you put this picture up on the Aristocrats page?
Yes,
that is embarrassing. That one,
the which one is that?
Really, yes, it's him, and it's like a really bad like what you would see like a Facebook montage.
At least you know it's not Beefcake.
If you're wondering what this guy looks like, you can go to Facebook.com/AristocratsRadio.
Dude, Beefcake isn't that big.
There is a picture of One Warrior Nation up on there.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake is towering over this guy.
You mean Eddie Boulder?
Yeah. Ed Beefcake's Leslie. About the same height as Duggan.
That was a pretty good pick you dug up.
Duggan up. Wow.
This whole discussion is kind of...
Look at the... And it's not even like the Warrior... Maybe he is. I don't know.
Beefcake looks good there.
The Warrior on the back of his shirt, if it looked like him and not like the actual Warrior, would be like...
It's like, this is what I'm supposed to look like.
So I kind of got a question now with this conversation.
Okay.
We're all in the locker room. What name...
Wait a minute.
What big name wrestler that walks in...
What is this?
That you didn't know was booked, walks in. Do you actually, like, go out of your way to be like, holy shit...
I would probably do that. I mean, I can't really say because
that's his amazing physique.
You're sitting in a locker room, and
I would have went up to Tito Santana if he didn't have his uncut burrito hanging out. I probably would have been like, "Hey, Mr. Tito."
That's the one I'm talking about. Somebody that's like breathtaking to you.
Breathtaking.
Like just like holy shit, he's here. Like holy fuck.
I don't know. Like I mean, if any like huge wrestler came in. I would probably be like, oh, my God. Like, if Taker came in, like, just because... I'm not even a Taker fan.
I mentioned that to somebody recently.
What?
Somebody asked me, I don't remember who it was, but a few years ago...
Horrible.
They said, So when do you think Taker is going to be, like, doing indie shows? And I was like, never?
Never? He's got to be set for life.
Oh, yeah.
He's worth, like, 25 mil.
Yeah, no.
Like, why would he ever do that?
He might do, like, conventions, like, years from now.
He might.
Like, the big ones.
He'll never do it.
He'll never go to, like, Comic-Con.
You'll never see it happen.
Somebody would have to toss him.
He does it now.
Somebody would have to give him more money than they would earn back.
No.
To
he'd
do
have,
it.
He'd have to, like, slip on ice and hit his head
no,
and get brain damage before he did.
What I'm saying is the person setting it up would have to be willing to give him more money than they would ever make back. For him to do it.
They'd probably have to, like, donate to some charity or something like that. They'd probably have to, like, put up, like,
$25,000. I know he occasionally does, like, WWE.
He did the FCW one over the summer.
Yeah. I don't mean, like, that. Like, he'll go to, like, a...
Make-A-Wish. He does that kind of stuff.
I know he, sometime within, like, the last 3 years, did an appearance at, like, a Toys R Us or Barnes & Noble or something in the area.
Uh-huh.
But... That was like, it was like a, to promote a WWE thing.
Yeah. After the fact, when he's gone, he's going to be gone. He's not going to do anything else.
So Matt, is he the one guy that you'd be like, oh my God, he's right in front of me?
Oh, I've
been in a locker room with like Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to pass out hyperventilate.
Why? Because he was so cool. Like he just came up and just chilled.
I said hi and bye. He gave us advice. He liked our look. We talked, blah, blah, blah.
No, he's
but
just
I'm talking
sat
like
down in
somebody,
the bleachers
like,
with us. Like he took up like 7 rows of bleachers. He just sat down and he just like put his arms on his head.
He
was like, "So, what's going on, guys?"
He's just talking about hockey and like.
Yeah, he was definitely really, really cool. Definitely,
chill
but
mofo.
I'm talking like, who, if they walked in, would you be
floored?
We were
kids. I was fucking. I didn't say a word to him. But I was marking in my head for Sid.
Rock or Rock. Oh.
For Sid. But we were only 17 years old when that happened. So
well, that is true. Like, the older I've gotten, it's not like the less I've cared, but, like, I guess the nostalgia has gone.
Back when was kind of a wow moment. Again, we were still only 17, though.
I mean, I was out of breath when we met Cronus.
Well, that's because you were, you know, 280 pounds.
No, but, like, that was huge for me. That was huge for
and
me.
Cronus,
and you were huge for then.
Yes.
And Cronus taught me how to do legit back handsprings that night.
Well, what about when you sang Katamiya Mai with
I did a duet with Nikolai Volkov, Lazy Mary.
Oh, God, Nikolai Volkov.
We did a duet. That was fun.
How about you, Kev?
You asked him, like, what wrestler would make you go, you know. I think the better question would be, like, what's, like, the minimum wrestler that would do it? You know, like not, I mean, Undertaker would be huge for anybody.
Anywhere.
But, like, who's, like, the low one on the bar where you'd be like, wow, holy shit, like, that's that guy sitting there. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's a better question.
So if you lined up, like, every superstar from, like...
Forever.
Yeah.
From fucking Nikolai Volkov to Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
Where's the cutoff? Where would the finish line be before you're like, all right, well, that guy's all right.
I would say, like, for me, when we, you know, the only guy I've ever taken a picture with is Terry Funk.
Yeah.
You know, and he's probably, like, that cutoff of significance
cutoff.
Where Terry Funk is so important that you can't not respect him on that level.
And at the same time, he's everywhere and he's accessible.
Exactly. He's
so it's like you had no problem taking a picture with him.
Yeah.
Because he's around all the time. He's always around.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's his name? Was on the same show. The guy who can't
Kevin
walk.
Kevin Sullivan.
He was too. No, who's the other guy? Fucking Billy Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Superstar Billy Graham had two guys helping him get out of a wheelchair when he showed up. And you just look at him and you're like, fuck. You're like, he was just on his way out when we started watching it.
That's got to be a big thing, too, where you guys are working these big names, maybe that you haven't seen in a while, and they show up, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, some of them.
Like, they look rough.
Yeah. Terry Funk was definitely cool with Matt. The only two guys I've ever taken pictures with were Terry Funk and Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer was, like, my favorite when I was growing up. But even like being in there with those guys wasn't like, you know, whoa, like a mark out moment. The only guy that ever made me just sit there and be like, holy shit, I can't believe this guy's sitting in the room with me was Tatanka. And I swear,
you said this last week that you're like a huge Tatanka fan.
I wasn't even that big of a fan.
No?
But like when I first started watching was like, the from face to
mid-90s?
Heel turn of Tatanka, and when he joined
you
DiBiase
out.
And so the first time he did a show with us, I'm sitting there just going, holy shit, that's fucking Tatanka. He's sitting over there. That's really him.
Dude, look at these little kids. These little kids are almost as tall as him. This chick in the front is like towering down on him.
And that chick right there in the front with the big ass beak right there is like, this guy ain't real. That's not the real Ultimate Warrior.
If you're not seeing the video, Matt's not talking about Tatanka.
No, he's talking about...
We're talking about One Warrior Nation.
Still going through pictures of One Warrior Nation.
With his super... I mean, that is like legit size, but that just goes to show how small this dude is.
If he lifted that belt another 6 inches, it would cover his entire torso.
I'm gonna find a comparison picture here of another guy with his belt on.
Gene Slater corrected me. Yes, Virgil is the least. Virgil would be the bottom of the...
Well, Virgil has that traditional picture he takes by himself.
Yes.
I don't think he takes it at conventions. No, they take it of him.
People take it of him.
No, no. Well, yeah, people take it of him, but it's...
Lonely
it's,
Virgil.
It's, yeah. Actually, Sam Roberts of the Opie and Anthony show started that, and it's become like a whole internet phenomenon where it's now like
a
website.
It was going on long before Sam Roberts.
But he was the first one to pull them all into like one collective place.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He started the Lonely Virgil Tumblr.
Poor guy.
Wow.
And The most recent one is him, Virgil, showing up in like a subway station.
What?
Yeah, and he hangs the banner on one of the pillars and puts his shit on like the concrete bottom of one of these steel pillars, and is just selling his shit in a subway station.
Why?
Some people think it might have been a work just because he knew that he would get his name out there.
Relevant. Again.
It would be better if he did it in an actual subway restaurant.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We got one Warrior Nation with this belt. Now, here's Triple H with the same belt. That's the same size belt as the one Warrior Nation, and it's like covering half his torso here.
Yeah.
And then you got Triple H.
It's like
H.
a little kid with it.
It's funny that you mentioned Virgil. TMZ just reported
that Lil Wayne died?
Yeah, besides the fact that they're not always 100% accurate. I guess DiBiase released the thing saying that him and Virgil don't talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, Virgil shows up with a big banner that says, you know, like pro wrestling superstar Virgil and Ted DiBiase. But Ted DiBiase won't be there.
So, like, he got the banner at something DiBiase was at.
Yeah.
And he just never changed it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, Ted. I mean, you were on it when I got it. And I just fucking.
Yeah.
Sorry, Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but did anyone hear about that Lil Wayne thing?
Yeah.
He's, I got dribs sick, and drabs. Right? Well, apparently he said he's fine.
He had like a seizure or something.
Couple seizures.
Well, he's been having them for months.
Was in the hospital, and then on Friday night, TMZ reported that he was read his last rites and he was dead.
Wow.
And then like an hour later, one of his buddies is like, yo, he's not dead. We're watching the Syracuse game together right now.
Wow.
And then like 2 hours later, he tweeted from himself like, you know, thanks for all the support. I'm alive.
I'm all good.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
That's but they're crazy. Like
not dead yet.
There was people like getting broken up in the locker room at the show I was at, hearing that he might have been dead, and I'm just sitting there going, "Wow, this could be great fucking show material." and then within a few hours, I find out he's alive, and I'm like, "Wow, that sucks." Yeah. I'm like, there goes an hour of what we could have done.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want to talk about him for an hour.
I'm kind of mad that we just talked about him just now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad.
Nothing is, you know, but I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't.
I feel happy.
The funny thing is, like, TMZ reported that, and, like, news stations were posted outside of the hospital. Like, waiting for the news that he was officially...
And Little Wayne's, like, looking out going, man, who wonder who's here.
Yeah.
I mean, he does suck.
He's really bad.
He's garbage.
He really is.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm glad we made it through the wrestling talk, because we're not really a wrestling show. But if people want to hear a show about wrestling,
they should
tune into the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Nice.
And they can join Tony, Eddie, and Matt every Wednesday evening for everything wrestling.
Now, you say Matt. Is this the same Matt that's right in front of me?
No, that's not our Matt. It's a different guy.
So there's more than one Matt.
I don't know if you're familiar with this. Matt is somewhat of a common name.
Is it?
Our Matt is more than one Matt.
I mean, I could tell you that in this entire world, there's at least half a dozen people named Matt.
Half a dozen.
So, like,
I'm willing to take that
quite a bit.
That there definitely is a half a dozen.
Dude,
Matt.
This is so hot right now under your holy shit.
But the Shining Wizards are available on iTunes, Stitcher, as well as ShiningWizards.com.
Shining Wizards.
I just followed them, by the way, on Twitter. Also, so.
I just went to like pick up my phone, and my phone was warm.
Any idea where the name came from?
There's actually a wrestling move called the Shining Wizard.
Really?
When you have
a sexual position.
Right. Oh, that'd be great.
That would be.
I think I invented it.
What do you think
night?
The Shining Wizard would be if it was a sexual position?
Shining Wizard. When you pick the girl up and you put her vagina over your head and you wear like a wizard hat.
see, I was thinking something along the lines of she sits in one of those like Buddhist kind of positions on top of you, and you like hold her, and it's almost like she's levitating on top of you.
It's when a girl starts at your forehead and works her way down with her vagina, and then she ends up on your mouth, and she has a huge white bush.
You know, I picture
so your face is shiny, and you got like the bush on your face. It looked like you got a big beard.
No, see, I picture
it's a shiny wizard.
I picture it like reverse cowgirl.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but you put your heels under her armpits. And then you push her up and down on your cock with your hands.
Or you just fucking fling her off
with your
feet.
All right.
You know what I think it looks like? I think it looks like when she runs up and posts off your body and kicks you in the back of the head.
Oh.
A play of Derek's one? All right. You blow a load in her box.
Oh.
And then she squirts back on you so that the jizz lands on you so you got the wizard beard. But then you got a little glisten.
Oh.
Glisten.
Okay.
And then you rub it all over your teeth and gums and tongue.
Yes. For your health.
Yeah.
What is the Shining Wizard?
Shining Wizard is when a person is on one knee and you kick off their leg that's upright.
Wait, is this still a sexual position?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then you fuck them in the face.
Yeah.
And then you fuck their eyeball.
No, you throw like a knee or a kick to their head.
So it's kind of like Bad News Brown Ghetto Blaster if he stepped off your knee.
If you look on my YouTube, with I've taken it.
Like imagine if Undertaker's doing the urn pose and Bad News Brown just ran up and jumped off his knee.
That's basically what it is.
Oh, that would have been great. Yeah.
Would have been great.
You know what I forgot about that I was watching the other day?
Oh, boy.
And we'll do some more wrestling talk. Mm. The Berserker Undertaker feud.
Oh, man.
Where Berserker tried to stab him with a sword and went right through the canvas.
Yes. Holy shit. What were they thinking?
Oh, it was great.
It sword was? Play?
And it was the only time you ever got to hear the Berserker talk when he was doing promos for that gimmick.
Berserker.
Hoosh. Anyway.
Berserker was a weird one, man. And it's definitely one where there was a lot of weird gimmicks at the time. But if you go back and you look at him, like, it's like that shouldn't be there. You know what I mean?
That he was a guy, and Vince had this weird obsession with guys that he didn't like who somehow got a job. He would throw on this character that in some way amplified what they looked like or what they were. And he was one of those guys that kind of got that. That's what I read recently.
Yeah, kind of like how Dustin Runnels looked like a fucking acting award.
Yeah,
Oh, you're gonna look like a big Oscar award or a Tony.
Yeah. Another thing I watched recently that gave me douche chills was the whole nails gimmick.
Oh God,
I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but looking back on it,
I never liked it.
It was really bad.
Thankfully, he was short. Oh, the distorted voice, yeah. I felt bad for the boss man when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too. And then they put pictures of him in WWF magazine all bruised up.
Yeah.
But he was like 50 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
So it was obviously from some like motorcycle accident he had like 10 years prior or something. It didn't look like him at all.
Yeah.
It looked like if he had a brother. Like, it was, oh, here's the boss man's brother.
He's the boss man's beaten up brother.
Anyway, that's it.
It's great about one word
about having the on demand WWE stuff. Is I was watching a really old WCW NWA WCW, and what was great about that is like you saw there was like one real match where it was star versus star, and everything else was like a star going out and beating up a nobody.
Well, and that was most of WWF too.
Well, that was like all of wrestling TV for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Squash matches.
Yeah. And if you go back and watch that, you'll see guys who became big stars a few years later, but just getting beat up there.
A lot of ECW guys too.
And I specifically remember watching. I think it was like Arn or like Magnum TA or somebody squashing a man in just a black singlet named Ray Traylor. Who was the big boss man?
Yeah.
And just being like, wow, holy shit, that's him. And he's just getting his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Matt is taking a phone call. And we'll move on.
Actually, Matt's just ordering chicken. Oh.
Yes. No, there were a lot of guys that you would never have expected to be in squash matches. Like, we'll just say Vader, for example.
You mean like Darth Vader?
No, the man they call Vader.
Anakin Skywalker?
I think his name is Leon Skywalker. Leon White. No, he got squashed by guys like Stan Hansen coming into the business. You got big fucking Vader. He was just as big when he came in, and he was getting squashed because that's just the way it went.
Some of those guys were embarrassing, though, back in the day.
Undertaker's first match ever, squashed by Bruiser Brody.
Really?
He's bigger than Bruiser Brody. Just like Vader's bigger than Stan Hansen. He got squashed. 3 minutes. There you go. Pay your dues, brother.
I want to watch this. I don't know if this is an actual news report or let me look at it real quick first.
Way to prep, bitch.
While we're waiting, you know whose birthday it is today?
Whose birthday?
Anakin Skywalker?
John Wayne Gacy.
Oh. He's celebrating from Cell Block 2.
Yeah, 1942.
Here's a video with no... I'm sorry. A video with no audio. But I'm going to show it. This is a Greek soccer player. And let's see if we can see exactly what he's doing here.
Oh, I think I know exactly what this is.
Well, let's play the video first.
I think.
So he gets a goal in there. Oh. And YouTube starts buffering.
Buffering.
I can't stand YouTube anymore. Mm. I'm sorry. All right, gets the goal in. He's celebrating. Yay. Takes his shirt off. Excellent, right? Oh, what's he doing? Okay. What's this? Oh.
He saluted Hitler.
He's doing the Heil Hitler.
Well, how about that?
Oh.
Yeah, well, sometimes we do things that we wouldn't normally do when we're really excited.
Like before, Derek made fun of my family and I dropped an M-bomb.
He was perma-banned from the national team. He's a Greek midfielder.
All he has to do is log in via proxy. He'll get back in.
Yeah, that's true.
What was his excuse?
Well, I hate Jews, so when I kicked the goal, I wanted to let everybody know how I felt.
Is he what nationality?
Greek. The Greek Football Federation called it a severe provocation that insulted all the victims of the Nazi bestiality.
What?
Bestiality?
Does it say that there?
It says that.
So they're calling Jews animals.
Bestiality? Is there a difference?
What is it? Okay. How's it spelled?
B-E-S-T-I-A-L-I-T-Y.
Bestiality.
Bestiality? Okay.
Curstiality.
Curse.
That's big.
The
big
guy,
bovine
beast. His name is Georgios Katidis.
Georgos.
Yeah. He denied that he gave it. I'm not a fascist and would not have done it if I had known what it meant. Wow. So he's saying he had no idea what that meant.
Oh, so now Greece is going to have a freaking Holocaust memorial.
You know, to be honest with you, he could just damn well be saluting his fans.
Could be just like saying, this? Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks.
He outright stood straight and did it.
Yeah, but if I was saying hey to my fans, I'd be like, hey, what's up?
Don't take the picture.
Is that what Al Bundy was doing? Remember he used to do that?
Yeah.
Pose?
Bestiality, the condition or status of a lower animal, display or gratification of bestial traits or impulses, sexual relation between a human being and a lower animal.
Okay.
All right.
I think that could be just a damn fucking mistake.
It might be. He might just be a fucking dope. Mm-hmm. But
a dope.
Well, I mean,
well, most soccer players are.
Wait, no,
that
is bestiality.
Wow,
bestiality is spelt without the A.
Yeah,
and says frequently misspelt as bestiality.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So it has dual meanings, but we probably just don't use the original meaning.
Well, the original meaning probably got converted to
just
like gay and
condition of status of a lower animal.
Hmm.
I believe the original definition of gay was wrong or improper, and that just kind of was carried over. Well, no.
Of gay?
Gay?
I think that was a later definition.
I think gay actually came from a dude walking in on another dude sucking somebody's dick and just being, girl! And
get in the ass.
You know, it was that was the sound he was making as he was going to throw up. He was just like, gay! Gay!
Wow, those guys must be gay.
Yeah. Stands for.
They're like, what did you just see in there? And he's like, gay.
It stands for gay ass yogurt.
I thought it stood for got AIDS yet.
Oh, good one.
It's cute.
I thought it stood for gray ass yogurt.
Sometimes it means got AIDS yesterday.
Gene Slater says, that's how I say hi to my father.
Gay?
Oh.
Salute? Oh, wait, no, wait. Gene Slater is a known Greek.
It's true.
If that means anything,
it's true. So, he salutes him.
Hey,
Well,
hey,
no,
Dad,
but maybe he could answer and say that's.
Hey, Dad,
that's a normal thing Greeks do is salute.
Maybe. I really want a gyro now.
Wow, a gyro.
I got a tinkle.
You like the gyro? Go ahead. Didn't you just go?
Who are you talking to?
Who said that?
I said gyro.
Are
Who
you
said
okay?
They have to tinkle.
What?
Oh, fuck you.
I have a gyro. That's what I said. I didn't say I have to tinkle.
All right. Somebody said I have to tinkle.
Are you okay, Derek?
No. I'm trying to drink because apparently I'm not funny unless I drink.
Oh.
Wow, wow. Fuck
and
you. That's still arguable.
Fuck you. Whoever said that. Every time I leave you guys alone, you just kind of clam up, so I don't know.
No.
What?
That's because we're fucking together. We're one thing.
It's because you get up very random moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are a nucleus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're looking for people who are willing to die on Mars.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard about this. I didn't know about the willing to die part.
Now, is this a you're going to die, or is this a we're going to try something, and odds are you will die, but there's a chance you could do something awesome?
You're definitely going to die. We have a call on the line. Hi, who's this?
Gene Slater.
You again.
Second-time caller.
I'm a second-time caller.
Turn your radio down, pal.
I'm bringing up a picture of him now.
Hi, Gene Slater, second-time, long-time.
Second-time, long-time. You guys were talking about my people there.
Who's that? The Greeks?
Nazis?
Yeah,
soccer players?
Nazis. But I don't know, man. I know in going there many years ago that definitely in Europe in general, too, just from being deployed, but I know going to Greece, there was certain hand gestures that you wouldn't think meant anything. But they do. So, like, say you're, you know, driving along and some guy cuts you off and you throw your hands up, like, you know, hey, what's going on?
Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you, huh?
Like, go fuck yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Really? So just the two hands going up means, like, fuck you?
Yeah, like, I remember we were in traffic and that happened and I threw my hands up and my cousin's like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, it means, like, you know, fuck you. Like, what are you doing, asshole? And I'm like, well, that's what it means in the States, too.
Matthew put a very flattering picture of you up on the chat if you want to check that out. Yeah. Whoops the daisy.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Oh, I'm looking at the computer right now. Little wine and cheese at the old Avenue, Pier Village, a couple summers back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Looking good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was about 3-4 years ago. I probably look worse now. Whoa. Right.
I probably look worse now.
Me too.
I look almost as good as Steve does with shorts, black socks pulled up to his fucking calves.
I have a feeling you just called to make fun
of
Steve.
That black shirt,
pretty
that's
much.
All right.
Wait, what'd he say?
You're asking a lot out of that black shirt.
Wow.
Oh, just busting it, man. You know what it was? I wasn't even going to get a chance to call in, but I actually sat down and just popped you guys on for a little bit here. And,
well, thanks for coming.
Hey, I want to call you out, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, go ahead.
I brought this up last week, but you weren't around to call. I was just bringing up the fact that you said I was a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think it's funny things that people remember, versions of life that people remember in high school. And I don't remember you being a good golfer. So when you started talking
about
that whole under par professional score that you did there, I was kind of like, this kid's fucking bullshit. Like,
nah, 38 strokes, 9 holes.
38 strokes.
I don't know. Is that good? I don't even know.
Wait, are we talking about masturbating again? I was watching Kev shotgun a beer.
Matt,
you could just for future reference, you can jerk off in bed. You just come into a sock.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Matt, I don't think has ever jerked off.
Oh. Sock, a T-shirt, old underwear.
I like to keep it clean.
I don't get what does that mean?
Or just roll over and shoot it at the wall.
Or like former aristocrat Pat, you can use an old Scooby-Doo T-shirt.
Sure.
And then put it on my shoulder when I'm over your house. And I just kind of go.
You never have
that?
Like just like a cum rag that just laid under your bed.
Yeah, it's like a piece of cardboard.
Just tuck it away somewhere.
Yeah. It was like real scratchy after all. You know, you kind of washed it when your mom wasn't around. Yeah, like, that's what I would have.
Throw it in with the towels real quick.
Nah, we'll just use it until it got crusty and then chuck it. Just see ya.
Or until something spawns out of it, one or the other.
Yeah. Or mushrooms.
Or tuck it in a basement wall or something.
Yeah, yeah. When it starts growing fur.
Yeah.
Actually, you're bringing back memories. I had a Pillsbury Doughboy T-shirt.
That you would jerk off onto?
Yeah.
Ew.
Because I didn't want it anymore.
Like a picture of his, like you would shoot your jizz like on his body?
And I did that. Every time I finish, I would just go. So there you go.
That's fucking nasty.
Sorry. I was a fucking teenager.
I would always scrap before bed, and I would just use the underwear I wore that day, shoot a nut in it, throw it in the laundry. It gets washed. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Dude, I would just launch onto a tissue and throw it in the fucking toilet and flush
it. It takes dexterity.
Yeah, why not?
You got to be able to have some
freedom. What is this dexterity?
That's interesting that you call it scrapping because I've never heard that before.
No?
What?
I've never heard it scrap. I've heard like wailing away on yourself. You know,
wailing away.
Pulling the pud.
Roughing.
That's a Monty original.
Which one?
Right there.
Beating the bishop.
The wailing away on yourself.
Oh.
It's not catchy.
Monty original.
Tossing one out.
I like roughing up the suspect because you know he's guilty.
Pulling root. Pulling root's another one.
Pulling the pud.
Pulling the pud. Yep, yeah. There you go.
There you
All right, listen, guys, I don't want to tie up your phone lines. Thanks for having
you
me.
You already did.
Damage is done.
All right, we'll talk to you next week then.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk to you on Thursday, huh? How about that?
So we'll call us back in 20 minutes.
You know, your Thursday show.
Yeah.
It's usually better than this.
Usually. Because I'm drunk.
Usually the second hour is better.
Mm. All right, peace out, Gene.
More Kraken's flown.
Happy St. Pat's.
Happy St. Patrick's
Happy
Day.
St. Patty's.
Greek
peace out.
Nazi bastard.
Greek out.
Greek out. Greek out! What was I doing?
Yes, Greek.
Dying on Mars.
Yeah.
There is a man behind a private space project dubbed Mars One. Basically, they have the technology to send a human to Mars and to, you know, allow them to live on Mars.
Yeah.
They do not have the technology to send them back.
Mm-hmm.
So they are looking for volunteers that will go to Mars and essentially die there.
Yeah.
Because they have no way of getting them back.
Hmm.
You think people will go for that?
There definitely are.
Why don't they just send a bunch of dudes who are smart enough to develop a way to come back? Send
with
them
what
all.
Resources?
Send them with the resources, bro.
Well, they don't know what the resources are.
The only problem with getting
a
to
hammer?
Mars
have a hammer.
Is that the risk of tiny objects puncturing the shuttle. That's the biggest risk.
If they're going there and they're not coming back, I don't think that's a big issue.
Sure it is.
If they don't make it.
I think that is. I mean, what's the point?
No, man. I know where Derek's going with that. They're never going to know if they make it or not.
You got to at
least. Well, yeah.
You know, I saw this documentary about living on Mars, and there's like these weird midget prostitutes and stuff, and like dudes with like baby heads coming out of their stomach. They're just like, been your man. You know, like it's weird. There's
you're thinking of
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the name of the documentary, but they sent like a. Like a bodybuilder there, and I mean he did all right, he eventually came back at the end.
There was a chick with three tits there.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Mars looked pretty sweet. Tell you the truth, some cabs that drove themselves.
You'd do it?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd go to Total Recall Mars.
I don't know why anybody in their right mind would do that.
Some people just want to fucking get off this planet. I hate to tell you.
Well, then they should send the people that don't want to be here. Then
that's exactly what they're looking for, I believe.
Well, I'm talking about like the Mondesians and the fucking. North Korean guy.
A little late to the dance. Steve number one says, someone pretending to be the ultimate warrior is like Stephen Hawking pretending to be Corky from Life Goes On.
Of all the people, why would you?
And it's like Steve number one pretending to be Steve number two. Wow.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And the only time he pretends to be that is when he's jerking off and wishes that his dick was as big as mine.
Like wow.
Now, what is he coming to when he jerks off?
Steve number one?
Comment.
We'll wait. they have a flight scheduled to Mars, September 2022.
Wait, hang on a second. I already
know
the answer.
If it's 2022,
to
why they even bother doing September? Like they're really going to hit that mark.
Well, here's why. When you're going to fly to Mars, you have to time it so that Mars is on the way toward the shuttle. So you can actually plan it. So September.
So
probably.
They have to do it.
Did you just plan it?
You don't want to do it.
Is that where you were
going away?
Sorry.
What? I missed that.
Planet the planet.
You got to planet the planet. Yeah. No, because if you're doing it when Mars is going away, it's pointless.
You can't catch it.
Could you imagine being the guy in the shuttle going to Mars and like Mars just moved past it? You're like, fuck.
Damn it.
Just keep going.
Damn it. Might as well hit Jupiter on the way back.
Yeah.
So you can't slingshot around Mars like the fucking moon gimmick.
How do you jug handle in space?
You could, if you were to fly around Mars, and then like cut the thrusters, and then on the way like away from it, hit them as it turned around. That might work, but the whole point is to actually get people to land on Mars, and
you're not getting.
It's
back
not
off.
The same thing as like the moon. Getting something off. I don't know what.
Well,
the gravity
I think we can bring it
Mars.
Up. The moon landing was a hoax too, so I don't know why anybody thinks we're going to Mars.
Okay, so where's the Mars rover right now? Where are they sending pictures from?
So wait, Martian gravity is
Kentucky.
Is 38% Earth's, which is more than double the moon. So getting a shuttle off the surface of Mars would require way more than what we.
It
could
would need
do.
A launch, just like us.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
It
would have to be.
It ain't happening, Jack.
Jesus.
You know, I saw
it's gonna smell bad, but I had a hot dog.
You know, if you get if you get two sticks like buried deep enough in the ground,
yeah,
and like a big like rubber band, you can launch somebody back into space from Mars.
Sure. Hmm. Yeah, Angry Birds, it works there.
Oh, we can get some from Acme then.
3.69 meters per second.
Matt, what do you think? You think we landed on the moon was a hoax or what?
No.
You think it happened?
Yeah.
I think we've been there since, but I don't know about the initial.
We haven't been there since. That's the thing.
Yes, we have.
We've not been to the moon since the first one.
We've been to the moon 13 times.
Why don't you look? I'm talking about landing on the moon and getting out.
We've been to the moon almost as many times as Ric Flair's won the championship.
Woo-hoo. As many times as the Triple H has. Let's find out the real number.
Yeah, it's going to be one. I'm talking about landing on the moon and getting out, walking around.
Well,
we've only done it once.
Not just the U.S. Like humans. I'm talking people.
The moon's been explored to the point where like guys have gotten off and like jacked off on the moon and left their sock there.
We put a mirror on the moon to test like how far the moon is getting away from us every year.
With lasers.
There's a mirror we use on the moon to test that.
Y'all getting worked.
Like one of those you put behind the door.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all getting worked, man, because I've seen that show on Fox 5.
It didn't work. Okay, 13 soft landings as well as 26 crash landings.
You ain't coming back from that, Jack.
Nope.
That's those are unmanned, though.
We've only been there once, and there's no reason to go back.
How many people have been on the moon?
Two.
Yeah, the one guy stayed in the craft, right? But China's been there. Right?
China?
Why? Really?
Yeah.
Jody?
Yeah.
Aunt Jody?
Going to the moon.
Yeah, she just uses her clitoris.
Take me to the moon.
She uses her
you
clitoris
have killer
as a lamb
imitations. I got to admit, I think Kev can do better imitations than Derek.
I don't know about that.
I mean, Derek, what does your China imitation sound like?
I just did it before.
Yeah, but I think you got a better one in you.
You have a better one if you really try. I think you could really do a China imitation, Derek.
Okay, 24 astronauts have been on or near the moon.
Wow.
On or near.
Yeah, so one on it and 23 near it.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and Enterprise, Alabama, every year for the past, since 1993, they throw the world's smallest St. Patrick's Day parade.
Wow.
Consists of one person. And it lasts about 10 minutes. It is literally one block. Yep, and they do it every year. I mean, it's a gimmick. It's not like, you know, this guy comes out hoping there's more people.
Hi, buddy.
Really? Again?
I'm Todd.
Okay.
They delegate somebody every year to do it, and they just have them walk down the street, and that's the end of it.
Okay, Apollo 12 was the first moonwalk. Apollo 11 was the first official. Apollo 12.
Did not land.
Another Apollo 12. Apollo 14.
No, wait. I can't believe you're even looking this up. You should just know.
Wait, so Derek, what?
Yeah. Apollo 15.
What distinguishes this guy going down the street from
guy
like,
or gal?
This person. Excuse me. I apologize for being politically incorrect. What's the difference between walking down the street? Down the street and being in a one-man parade?
Because they're dressed up.
Oh, they're dressed up?
Yeah, they dress them
up. I mean, I dressed to go to school. Did I go on
dressed
parade every day to the bus stop?
For a same, and it's an official parade. People view it. Like, people go out in the street and look at it.
Okay.
So, like, six or seven people, like, just go out, lean out their door and go, oh, there he goes.
Yep.
Yep, that's the Enterprise guy.
Uh-huh.
I was off by one. It's 12 times. So, 24... have been near it, and half of them have walked.
That's a lot of people.
So there you go.
It's a lie.
Okay.
I love it.
And here's the list. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Charles Conrad, Alan Bean, Alan Shepard, Edgar Mitchell, David Scott, James Irwin, John Young, Charles Duke, Gene Cernan, Harrison Schmitt, Joni Laura.
Wait a second. With the exception of the last one, that was the name of everybody who's in KC and the Sunshine Band.
Actually, you named everybody that was on the one spaceship that landed. So fuck off.
The one. Hey.
The one.
They all got out. The one guy just put his toe.
There ain't no McDonald's around here.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
This is Rufus Tomasa.
Oh, my goodness.
Need another 7 astronauts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it?
Not at all.
No.
Nope.
So, what happened with them? What's his name?
Lil Wayne? Oh, he's alive.
He's alive and breathing, and he loves Syracuse.
I'm with the baby.
Wait, did you say Ruane, like as in Martin Ruane? As in the Loch Ness Monster?
Ooh.
Is that real, Matt, or no?
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster?
He says, yeah, with such fucking sincerity.
Yeah.
I actually went to Loch Ness, and I went to the Nessie Museum.
Oh, really?
They pretty much outright say that it doesn't exist in the museum. I don't know why they did that.
How do they know?
They're just studying and...
Wait, so is the museum like 4x4 square foot? It's just like...
It's pretty small.
All right, guess what? It's not real.
Like the actual...
This is all the evidence we have that isn't real.
Yeah. The gift shop, I think, was bigger than the actual museum. They're like, it's not real. It's fake. Here, buy some shit with Loch Ness Monster on it.
That's not real.
Yeah. Buy some fucking... But the t-shirts are real.
Nessie.
So, anyway... Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
I think it's time to do some fucking time travel. What do you guys think?
Time travel.
Yeah. You mean go to next week, you mean?
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
Good.
Not next week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean Thursday?
Thursday.
Ooh.
What's the matter, Steve? Not feeling it today? Everyone's tired, huh?
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
Had some fireball and bullshit. I'm ready to bullshit and bullshit.
And nobody went to the bar.
No.
That said they were going.
What did
anyway.
You think of the fireball and apple?
I thought it was good. I think the apple beer on its own is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Mm. No, thank sir. You. I don't like it.
No, I finished it, but I didn't like it.
Call the police. Tune in for the second hour and watch me shotgun a beer even faster than I did the first hour.
That was pretty fast. I don't know how you're going to top it.
I shotgunned it so fast that Matt and Steve didn't even know I did it.
They didn't.
Pretty quick.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Check us out. CWERadio.com. We stream live there every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m.
April 6th, Sterling, New Jersey. Come see the Two Rude Dudes versus Demolition.
Yeah.
Derek, can you shotgun a beer?
Smash.
No.
Me neither. I can't because it burns my throat.
I can't because... I don't know.
Demolition
ever tried?
Is going to demolish the Two Rude Dudes.
We're going to kick your stinking teeth in.
With Miss Nancy at ringside.
I was worldwide webbing you.
Functified Entertainment on Facebook.
What is this, funky fucking wrestling? What is this bullshit?
CombatNetwork.com. Ultraspec.us.
Is that like a porn site?
Is this the funky chicken wrestling?
what the hell? Funky chicken? Funky monkey? Ice cream wrestling?
A little Ben and Jerry's. A worldwide weapon.
Are we selling wrestling or ice cream? What's going on with you guys? I'll tell you, this locker room, you're all the shit. I can't wait. I can't wait for the stories. I hope there is stories.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to have my iPhone on record the whole time for you.
You should. Free up some space.
I hope at least one of them says, what is this funky fucking wrestling?
All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
Corn therapy.